Well, in some ways, I think it's quite remarkable that the Sanders people are so motivated and continue to take their argument to the convention floor, even though Senator Sanders has requested and that they do not do that anymore. So there's a certain amount of passion to the political movement that Sanders has been able to create that is not going anywhere, even though Sanders has stepped aside.
Has the senator created something he can no longer control?
That's a great question. I think in some ways that's the case, and you know, there's a distinct minority of Sanders supporters who will not let go of the political movement, and nothing short of the new political order will satisfy them. At the same time, you do see on the floor a fair amount of Sanders supporters who, because of his urging, will support Hillary in the general election.
If they don't support Hillary, who will they support? Do you think they'll go to Jill Stein, or they just won't vote at all?
Well, I think some won't vote. I've talked to some delegates who are dating Hillary Clinton between now and November. I've talked to some other delegates who are seriously thinking about going to the Green Party and supporting Jill Stein. But they are in liberal states that will probably go blue anyways, and they know it. So my impression is that they are trying to push the Democratic Party as far to the left as possible, short of enabling Donald Trump to win.
This convention began with quite a bit of turmoil, the resignation of the party chair, the leaked emails that indicated the DNC was trying to submarine the Sanders campaign before it could get going. Do you think there will be lasting damage from that at all?
I don't. I think the actions of Senator Sanders were pivotal on Monday and Tuesday in promoting reconciliation in the Democratic Party. I think there's very little else he could have done in terms of trying to unify the party. Both on Monday and Tuesday, it's been incredible. And I think the Democratic Party leaders and Hillary Clinton and her campaign couldn't have asked for anything more.
These conventions are often carefully scripted. Are you surprised at all by something that has happened thus far that perhaps didn't go as the planners had thought?
I think we've seen on both sides of the aisle this year that though conventions are largely formality and heavily scripted, there is a contentious element where you've got party supporters from all over the country who have different views about where the party should go and what the platform should look like, and I think that's been particularly on display this year.
What does Hillary Clinton have to say in her acceptance speech before the convention wraps up? What is it, do you think, is important that the point or points she has to get across?
I believe that Senator Clinton has tried to make a clear distinction between herself and Donald Trump. She's cast herself as a loving, selfless, steady, qualified leader, and Donald Trump is a hateful, selfish, inexperienced, dangerous potential president. And I think Democrats, by and large, are sold on that message. I don't think that moderate Republicans or independents necessarily are. So I think her challenge is to try to convince them that her narrative and her message is accurate, and as President Clinton tried to argue last night, the Republican message is artificial and not one that should be believed.
I've heard some pundits suggest that a bit of the luster has come off of former President Bill Clinton. He doesn't quite have the power, the influence he once did. Would you agree with that?
I think there's definitely a shift in the Democratic Party from Bill and Hillary Clinton being the central leaders to the Obamas. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk whether Michelle Obama someday will run for president in the wake of her wonderful speech that was very well received by the Democrats a short time ago. I think that the Democratic Party coming after 8 years of the Obama administration are certainly headed in a more progressive direction than Bill Clinton led the country. And so there's this battle between centrist Democrats and more progressive Democrats. And certainly there's some fallout that results for Bill Clinton and to a lesser extent Hillary Clinton.
How does Hillary Clinton campaign this fall and point out what needs to be done, point out the problems in this country without damaging the Obama administration legacy?
I think that she certainly wants to continue a lot of what President Obama has done. I don't see her drawing many sharp distinctions between what her administration would look like and what his administration has looked like. And I think in particular that she's going to want to build on some of the more progressive elements of Obama's domestic agenda moving forward.
Very often after a primary, candidates on both the right and the left, Republicans and Democrats, move from the further reaches of the right and the left and move more centrist to get more votes. Do you see that happening with both candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
I see that happening with Hillary Clinton in regards to foreign policy. She's always been a little more hawkish than the party as a whole. So that's the space where she would do that. In terms of her domestic agenda, I see her being rather progressive, and I see Bernie Sanders and his supporters having pushed her a little bit more in that direction. Donald Trump, it's very difficult to predict what he would do. A lot of analysts have suggested that he would start being more presidential and pivot his focus to a national campaign. And in some ways he has, but he's still running a very unorthodox campaign with an unorthodox focus. So it remains to be seen what will come next.